This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Okay, let's cut the crap. You've seen wedding photos, the kind that look like they were mass-produced in some robot factory, right?
Totally, pretty sure, yeah.
But do they scream your story? Because your wedding day, that's a goddamn supernova of feeling.
It really is.
So today, we're plunging into the world of Tina Joyner Photography. Their mission, it seems, isn't just about capturing smiles.
No, it's way more. It's about, like, the actual beating heart of your day.
Exactly.
And we've dug through the intel on Tina Joyner. She's based out of Colorado Springs, but they shoot weddings pretty much worldwide.
Right.
And what punches you in the gut right away is their rep. Award-winning stuff, sure, with that magazine-worthy edge.
Uh-huh.
But it's all glued together by a seriously personal connection with the couples, you know?
Hell yeah. And Tina calls herself a straight-up romantic. Her passport's probably bursting with stamps to prove it. Hundreds of weddings, like, all over the freaking globe.
Wow. Yeah.
But this ain't just point and shoot. Her whole deal is about unearthing your unique narrative, snagging those raw, unfiltered emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And get this, she used to be in education.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And here's where it gets real. That kind of explains why she's known for being this calm as a cucumber, totally confident presence, even when things might feel like they're going 10 rounds in a boxing ring, you know?
Right, which on a wedding day can definitely happen.
Totally. So think of her photos as these timeless love stories, but like injected with a shot of serious style and genuine freaking soul.
So our gig today, for those of you listening in,
is
basically to dissect what makes Tina Joyner Photography the go-to for couples who are, well, maybe allergic to those cookie-cutter wedding albums.
Yeah, we want something more.
Exactly. We're talking about that deeply personal, dare I say, empowering experience. But what does that actually mean when we're talking wedding photography?
Empowering is spot on. Something that kept hitting us between the eyes was Tina's commitment. Making every damn bride feel like she's owning the day.
That's huge.
It is. She's not just some rando with a camera. She's positioned as like a freaking lighthouse of calm, a guide through the potential chaos, even your personal cheerleader. Okay, let's peel this onion a bit.
Yeah, how does she do it?
Well, the sources say she sinks real time into getting to know the couples, figuring out what makes their hearts tick, you know?
So it's not just showing up on the day.
Nope. It's all about capturing the day with intention, with genuine care, and a whole lot of unadulterated joy.
Right.
So for you listening, if the idea of some stiff, impersonal photo session makes you want to, like, flip a table, this approach sounds like a godsend, honestly.
It really shifts the whole paradigm, doesn't it? It goes from being just a transaction to
a real human connection.
Yeah, exactly. And that absolutely bleeds into her photography style, which isn't some one-trick pony, apparently.
No way.
It's described as this killer combo of editorial sophistication with vibrant emotion.
Okay, break that down.
Well, imagine the slick visuals of a high-end magazine spread. Colliding head-on with those, like, gut-punching, tear-jerker moments. Real emotion.
Yeah, it's like modern glam and romantic realism went out for a few too many drinks and had a beautifully chaotic love child.
That's a good way to put it.
It's not just about some airbrushed fantasy, right? It's the crinkles around your eyes when your maid of honor just nails her speech. The secret smirk you and your partner trade during the vows. Even the glorious mayhem of everyone getting down on the dance floor.
All of it. The whole beautiful mess.
A whole damn beautiful mess captured with a seriously artistic eye. So if you want your photos to not just look pretty, but to, like, punch you in the feelings with what the day actually felt like.
Then this sounds like hitting the jackpot.
Pretty much.
Precisely. And, you know, the trophies on the shelf kind of back it up.
They do.
Consistently being named Colorado Springs Best Photographer for years, that's not just luck.
Nope. Takes work.
And plus, getting featured in big hitters like Rocky Mountain Bride, The Knot, Wedding Chicks, these aren't just like local pats on the back.
Right. These are major publications.
But what truly lands the punch, I think, are the client stories. People gush about feeling confident, radiant, and genuinely seen.
That's the real mic drop. Feeling seen.
That's exactly.
Because it's not just about the glossy end result, is it? It's about the vibes you're in while those moments are being snagged.
Yeah.
and the flood of memories that hits you when you look back at the photos later.
Totally. And let's not sleep on the fact that she's got a whole crew.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Seasoned second shooters, expert editors.
Okay, that's crucial.
It is. For keeping everything consistent and top tier, you know, yeah, from the first click to the final delivery.
Right. Nobody wants that one awkwardly lit photo of Aunt Mildred stealing the show because the main shooter missed it.
Aha, uh-huh, exactly. Consistency matters.
Okay, so consistency, check. Personal touch, check. What about, like, location? What if you're not getting married in Colorado?
Well, for those of you with a serious case of wanderlust, buckle up. Because here's where it gets even juicier. Tina Joyner Photography is game for destination weddings and elopements. Like, yeah, across the freaking planet.
Seriously.
Yeah, Colorado mountaintops where you feel like you're on top of the world, done it.
Okay.
Rolling hills of Tuscany with all that old world romance, absolutely.
Yes.
The wild, untamed beaches of Tulum, you bet your ass.
Wow. Okay, so her suitcase must have more miles than a damn spaceship, then.
Pretty much. She's documented love stories in New York, Illinois, Arizona, Nebraska, California, Iowa, Nevada, Texas, Montana, Mexico, even Paris.
Paris, okay. And Hawaii, too.
Hawaii for both weddings and engagements, apparently.
Come on. That's amazing.
So basically, no matter where your adventurous heart decides to tie the knot, she's potentially your photographer.
Right. Promising that same beautiful, soul-stirring storytelling, just with a different, like, jaw-dropping backdrop.
Exactly. Makes you wonder, doesn't it, how the energy of those different places might subtly influence her artistic eye.
Totally. Which smoothly brings us, I guess, to the human being behind the camera.
Yeah, let's talk about Tina herself. Diving into her about section gives you a real sort of unfiltered look.
Okay.
She describes her style as elegant, romantic, and heartfelt. And she clearly vibes with couples who cherish the sentiment and the details,
uh-huh,
but also get that the actual marriage is the main event, you know, the reason for the whole damn party.
Yeah, that's a great perspective.
Yeah.
She's all about locking in those unique, meaningful details, like the tear-stained vow scribbled on a napkin,
mm-hmm,
the heirloom veil with its own damn history, that ridiculously funny cake topper that perfectly sums you up as a couple.
All those little things.
Yeah. So you can genuinely teleport back to that day years later.
Right. And get this, she's a country girl at heart, living in Black Forest, married to a city boy.
Uh-huh. Sounds like the start of a damn cute movie.
Totally. And she's got two daughters, Grace and Sayla, and golden retrievers named Bella and Wrigley.
Oh. You just get this instant feeling of genuine warmth, right? It's like you almost know her already.
You do. And yeah, it goes deeper than just the surface stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. How so?
Well, she's got a real fire in her belly for fighting injustice. Actively throws her support behind Compassion International and Restore Innocence.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, organizations doing crucial work with vulnerable people. She even clocked in 7 years working at Compassion International before.
So that's not just talk. That's seriously walking the walk.
Absolutely. It adds this whole other layer, doesn't it? Makes
yeah,
you think about how those values might infuse her interactions with couples. That maybe deeper sense of empathy.
Damn right. And she's not just sitting on the sidelines being a good human. She's a kickboxing instructor and coach.
Get out. Seriously.
Yeah. Talk about a woman who can handle herself.
We're not kidding. Wow.
And she's been in the wedding photography trenches for a decade now.
Mm-hmm.
Your team has crushed over 700 weddings.
700.
Yeah. That's not just experience. That's a freaking encyclopedia of wedding day know-how.
Exactly. And all these threads, the artistry, the empathy, the experience, even the kickboxing, they all seem to weave back into her dedication to delivering a killer experience. From that initial hello all the way through to when you're holding those precious photos in your hands.
Yeah, it's not just about the final product looking slick. It's about the whole damn journey feeling right.
Exactly. Which, you know, people care about.
Totally. Okay, let's talk cold, hard facts for the folks who, you know, like to keep it real. Budgets matter.
They do.
What kind of investment are we looking at to snag this magic?
Okay, so the info we have says collections with an associate photographer kick off at $4,550.
$4,550, okay.
And if you want Tina herself, her personal touch, those collections start at
$5,850. $5,850.
Got it. And of course, for the nitty-gritty breakdown, she has investment info available on her website. She lays it all out there.
Good. Transparency is key.
Definitely. And if you're feeling that connection deep in your gut and want to reach out,
how do people do that?
You can shoot her an email. It's tina@tinajoinerphotography.com, or there's also tinajoinerphotography@gmail.com.
Okay, two options.
Yep.
And you can also dial or text her directly at 719-964-0168.
Nice. Direct line.
And for a daily dose of gorgeousness, don't forget to stalk her amazing work on Instagram. It's at Tina Joyner Photography.
Good plug.
And obviously dive into all the details on her website, which is tinajoynerphotography.com.
Perfect. All right, let's boil it down then. The essentials.
Let's do it.
Tina Joyner Photography isn't just about snapping pretty pictures that'll gather dust in some closets.
Definitely not.
It's about crafting a deeply personal, empowering, and emotionally resonant experience for couples who want their wedding photos to be a goddamn truthful reflection of their unique love story.
Yeah. It's that potent cocktail, right, of editorial polish and genuine from-the-heart storytelling that truly makes her stand out in a sea of, well, sameness sometimes.
Yeah, she captures the elegance without sacrificing the raw, unfiltered human emotion.
Well said.
So here's the mic drop moment for you listening, something to chew on.
What kind of story do you want your wedding photos to scream from the rooftops? Really think about it. And maybe just as important, what kind of freaking experience do you want to have while those memories are being forged?
That's a great point. The experience matters.
Totally. Dig deeper than the Pinterest boards and the perfect poses. And really lock in on the feeling, the vibe, and the genuine connection you want with the badass who's going to be capturing your most epic moments.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.